We've all thrilled at the views from inside aircraft flying into the middle of hurricanes, and emergency managers everywhere have benefited from the data equipment on those planes has gathered. Hurricane hunting by aircraft has been both the job and the passion of James McFadden for most of his 50-year federal career. He's chief of programs and projects at the Aircraft Operations Center at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and he's a finalist in this year's Service to America Medals program, and he joins me now. Mr. McFadden, great to have you on.
Well, I'm glad to be here, Tom.
Tell us what has sustained you in the love of this particular work for all these years.
Well, there are three things. There's a passion I have for weather. I mean, that's what I have my doctorate in. My love of airplanes and my love of travel, because all three of those I'm able to enjoy in this particular job.
Now, you have a 50-year federal career, and we want to make sure people understand you are still working day by day on this job, right?
Full-time, yes, sir.
And if you don't mind my asking, you are how old now?
82.
All right, so no cashing in on that TSP just quite yet, huh?
No. And actually, I'm still planning to work for another few years.
All right, so tell us,
God willing.
Well, and we hope so. What's the major challenge in doing this type of work? Because the planes change, the instrumentation changes, and so the data gets much more detailed, you know, decade after decade.
Yes, it does. In the hurricane line, it's particularly challenging because new instrumentation comes out every year. We get away from in situ, that's measuring in place, using remote sensing equipment, drop zones, radars, those kinds of instruments. And they're continuing to really better those instruments so that they make better measurements.
Do you think the time will come when it's not necessary to fly into the hurricanes anymore?
Well, people talk about that, but you really need to get inside the hurricane for one specific reason. You need to locate its center. And the reason you need to locate its center accurately is that's where they start all the model runs, with that particular position. And if that position is off by 10, 20 miles, perhaps that's what a satellite would give you, then your forecast down the road, instead of being off 30, 40, 50 miles, maybe off 100 miles. And you don't want that. So you need precise position of the storm to begin your forecast models.
And there's really nothing other than a powered airplane that can do that.
At this point, yes.
Tell us what it was like close to 50 years ago. What type of aircraft was used and what was the instrumentation? What was the whole experience like back then?
Well, we used propeller-driven airplanes, the DC-6s. That's what I cut my teeth on 50 years ago when I made my first hurricane penetration in 1966. And we had those around for about 5 years. 6 years, and then we acquired our new turboprop P-3 aircraft that were built for NOAA back in the mid-70s, so now they're 40 years old. But that change from the prop-driven airplane to the turboprop airplane was a major step forward in getting measurements that we had been unable to get with the older airplanes. Higher altitudes, longer ranges, things like that. So the airplane itself was a major advancement in improving our hurricane measurements.
And do you still remember that first DC-6 flight into the eye of a hurricane?
Yes, sir, I do, vividly. It came by surprise because I was actually out, this was before I joined the organization, I was out doing a research project with the airplane, and we were flying on the fringes of the hurricane, but not in it. And the aircraft commander received a request from the Hurricane Center to fly into the storm to get some measurements. So they deviated from the research flight that I was doing and went into the storm to get the measurements that the Hurricane Center wanted. And that was my first penetration. And wow, what a surprise.
And how many hurricanes have you been into the middle of since then?
Well, I've made, according to what they tell me, 575 hurricane penetrations.
All right. And you never worry about the plane like ripping apart or anything in the middle, or at least on the way out of the eye?
Well, I always worry. I think everybody worries particularly on the first penetration of a given storm, because then you find out the nature of that storm on that first penetration. And some of them are, rather routine. Others can be rather violent. I've been in some that we made one penetration and we said, that's it, we're going home, because the storm was too turbulent. So it just depends on the storm.
We're speaking with James McFadden, Chief of Programs and Projects at the Aircraft Operations Center at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and a finalist in this year's SAMMY's Awards. And now your job entails making sure that the planes are ready and also that the instrumentation is ready and is the latest that's available?
Yes, and I want everyone to understand that hurricanes is not the only thing we do here. We have 9 airplanes scattered around the country doing NOAA's mission. I have one up on the North Slope doing greenhouse gases. I have one in Cape Cod looking at right whales because NOAA is mandated to monitor the whaling population off the East Coast. I have one in Minnesota that's doing a gravity survey. I have one down in the Keys that's doing a coastal mapping project. So we do a wide variety of different projects for NOAA in addition to the hurricane work we do.
And what does a typical work day look like for you?
Well, I come in the morning, and of course, what we do is we get the reports from all the aircraft scattered around the country as to what they're doing, what their problems are, and the job of my group here, the program section, is to make sure that everything is in order and that when maintenance needs to be done, that the maintenance people are contacted and all those arrangements made. So it's really quite a busy little office that we have here. And now that we're in the hurricane season, of course, we're waiting for the storms. We have one down in the Caribbean today that we're leaving at 2 p.m. this afternoon to go fly, and then again tomorrow morning at 2 a.m. So we may get a little busy here for the next few days.
And you don't live right there. You're something of a commuter yourself.
I do. I commute on the weekends. I go home to my wife of 56 years in Miami, Florida, and I work here in Tampa, and I've been doing that for 23 years.
And she doesn't say to you, James, maybe it's time you grounded and stayed home for a while.
Well, she likes having me home for 3 or 4 days, and maybe that's the reason we've been married for 56 years. But no, we enjoy the weekends greatly, and we spend a lot of time on the phone talking with each other, so it's worked out very well.
And I don't ask this question of many of the people I interview, but what is your advice to people that might be starting out their careers in the federal government to sustain them through the long haul?
Well, first thing I think is find a job that you like, something that's interesting, something that you have a passion for, and keep it. Don't go looking for something else. The grass is not greener on the other side of the fence necessarily. And I found this job early on. I was very fortunate, and that's why I've been working here for so long. And my advice is just find something good and stick with it.
James McFadden is Chief of Programs and Projects at the Aircraft Operations Center at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and a finalist in this year's SAMMY's Awards. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, Tom. I've enjoyed talking to you.
You can read more and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.